This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper.
Amy writes in with a question that I think will be very poignant for you at this time. She says, how can my husband and I know that our daughter is in heaven? She was 33 months old when she died, with the developmental capacity of a one-month-old.
Well, the reason Bob said that is because we're recording this about a week and a half after my full-term granddaughter was found to be dead in the womb about 11 hours before she delivered, or she was born. And we preached at the... We moved forward into that funeral with the confidence that she's in heaven. And that is my understanding of the scriptures. So why? Let me see if I can sum it up in just a sentence or two. It's not because of a sentimental notion that babies aren't participants in the fall. They are. Babies are participants in the original sin. The question is whether God has a way to cover their sin even before they have a chance to believe, since they're not mentally able to put faith in Jesus yet, at least not in any terms that we ordinarily understand. I base my belief that God does not condemn babies who die on a passage in Romans that goes like this: what can be known about God is plain to them, that is to mankind, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made. Therefore, they are without excuse. Now that therefore says that they would seem to have an excuse if they hadn't seen clearly in nature what God is like. And I don't think little babies can process nature and make any conclusions about God's grace or God's glory or God's justice, and therefore they would seem to be in the category of having an excuse. That's Romans 1:20. So the way I see it is that God ordains that for his own wise purposes, at the judgment day, all the children who died in infancy will be covered by the blood of Jesus and will come to faith either in heaven immediately or later in the resurrection, and that God will not condemn them because he wants there to be a public, open manifestation that he does not condemn those who did not have the mental capacities to put their faith in him. And I don't think imbeciles do, and I don't think babies do, and therefore I hold out hope to parents that the loss of an infant is not their eternal loss.
And in one sense, too, we've got a commonality in that we're looking for the root of salvation in God's work, not in anything that the person has the ability to do or does.
Well, ordinarily, we look for faith, even though they're not doing the ground of their salvation, but we look for faith. And if a person doesn't have faith, we say they're not going to be saved. And so here's a person who's born a sinner, has not exercised faith, and so it's a legitimate question. So how can they be covered by the blood of Jesus if believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you be saved hasn't happened? And my answer is that in the case of infants who don't have the mental wherewithal to process the information, their accountability before God is not the same as those who do.
If you enjoy Ask Pastor John, check out our 25-minute daily teaching program on the front page at desiringgod.org. And visit our online resource library for a myriad of free resources. It's all waiting for you at desiringgod.org.